Welcome to the Kurzweil 1000 tutorial. I'm Kim Johnson.
I'm Stephen Baum. Kim and I will be taking you through a wide range of Kurzweil 1000 features. If at any time you need assistance, you can contact Kurzweil 1000 technical support by email at kurzweil1000support@kurzweiledu.com or by phone at 888-995-9905 if you're calling from the United States or Canada, or 781-276-0600 if you are calling from elsewhere. I'm going to start by giving you a quick table of contents so you know where you're headed. There are 34 sections, and these are the titles of each section. Section 1, Tutorial Overview. 2, Before You Begin. 3, What is the Kurzweil 1000 and what can it do? 4, The PC Keyboard and Keypad Essentials. 5, Some Windows and Kurzweil 1000 Basics. 6, More Menu Exploration. 7, Getting Help. 8, Finding Specific Information from the Online Manual. 9, Reading. 10, Adjusting Kurzweil 1000 Reading. 11, Changing the Pronunciation. 12, Specifying and Saving Settings. 13, Changing Verbosity Settings. 14, Scanning. 15, Scanning Settings. 16, Kurzweil 1000 Settings Tab. 17, Working with Documents. 18, Navigating the File System and Organizing Files. 19, More About Files and Folders. 20, Changing File Types. 21, Opening Files with the Virtual Printer. 22, Downloading Electronic Text. 23, Using Simple Bookmarking. 24, Summarizing a Document. 25, Using Lookup Tools. 26, Creating and Navigating Multi-Level Bookmarks. 27, Sorting and Editing Bookmarks. 28, Using Bookmarks to Create a Summary. 29, Editing a Text Document. 30, Making Global Edits. 31, Using the Spell Checker. 32, Sending Files Through Email. 33, Send Files to Devices. And finally, 34, Faxing and Other Applications in Kurzweil 1000.
Section 1, A Tutorial Overview. This tutorial is based on Kurzweil 1000 version 8. However, some features may work differently depending on the version of the software you have. Once you have learned the basics, you should be able to work with this tutorial even if you have later versions of the software. Not every feature is in the tutorial. To find out about all the features, use the online manual. We'll show you how in a later section.
Who should use this tutorial? This tutorial is designed primarily for the new user of Kurzweil 1000. The tutorial introduces you to many, though by no means all, of the features of Kurzweil 1000. In the first few sections, we discuss the PC keyboard, introduce you to alternative methods you can use to interact with Kurzweil 1000, and show you how to get help if you need further assistance. Along the way, you'll get exposure to some Windows-related terminology, learn Kurzweil 1000's Windows-style interface, and see how easy it is to navigate in this environment. Those of you who are new to the Windows operating system will find that many of the concepts you learn can help you use other Windows programs.
Go at your own pace. This tutorial is modular and task-oriented. We walk you through step-by-step exercises. You can go back to practice what was just covered or skip around and explore. And there are many natural places for you to stop and take breaks. The tapes also feature tone indexing, making it easy to skip around and find information.
By the time you have worked your way through this tutorial, you will be able to navigate within Kurzweil 1000, understand Kurzweil 1000 basics such as scanning, reading, and managing your documents, work with many of the features such as sending faxes, using and creating bookmarks, and more. And, of course, you will know how to use the online manual and other help.
Section 2, Before You Begin. There are certain steps that have to be taken before you proceed with this tutorial. You must have Kurzweil 1000 properly installed and registered. This tutorial does not include installation procedures, and it assumes that you already have Kurzweil 1000 properly installed and registered. You can find the installation and registration procedures in the New Features and Installation Tape, which is part of the Kurzweil 1000 product package. Your reseller may also be able to help.
Be sure your screen reader is in sleep mode. Kurzweil 1000 is a self-voicing application. You don't need a screen reader to use it. So, if you have a screen reader, make sure it is in sleep mode or is silent and will not speak when Kurzweil 1000 is in use. You may, of course, use your screen reader instead of the built-in speech, but for purposes of this tutorial, we assume that you are using the speech provided by Kurzweil 1000.
Some features in Kurzweil 1000 require that you have other software or hardware to use them. A scanner is a good example. If you plan to use Kurzweil 1000 to scan and read documents, you must have a scanner properly installed so that Kurzweil 1000 can communicate with it when you press the scan key. If you want to use the fax capability, you would need a fax modem and a telephone connection. Similarly, in order to use the online search capability or to send files through email, you must have an internet connection. And in order to send your documents to any one of the devices supported by Kurzweil 1000, you must have the appropriate device connected to your computer and properly configured to receive the text you send. In addition, you will need a page from the Kurzweil 1000 reference guide to scan.
Stop the tape here and make sure that you have taken the necessary steps mentioned in this section so that when you start using Kurzweil 1000, everything should flow smoothly.
Section 3, What is Kurzweil 1000 and what can it do? When you think Kurzweil 1000, you probably think reading machine. That's true. With Kurzweil 1000 and a scanner properly installed, you can indeed gain access to the world of printed documents. You can read the latest bestseller without waiting for it to be recorded or read to you in person. You can read your mail without waiting for a friend or reader to help you. You can use Kurzweil 1000 to scan and read all manner of school text. You can also use it to make outlines of the material as you read and even make the equivalent of margin notes that sighted classmates can use. But Kurzweil 1000 is much more than a tool for accessing paper documents. Using Kurzweil 1000, you can compose written material, search for and retrieve books from online sources such as Gutenberg Collection, Bookshare, and WebBraille, access electronic documents in formats such as PDF or PowerPoint, organize and manage your documents. In addition, you have the capability to send all or a specific portion of a document to friends and colleagues using your email program or fax modem. You can also send files to portable devices such as Book Courier, PacMate, BrailleNote, or Roadrunner, or convert your documents to MP3 or WAV files so that you can read while on the bus, on a plane, or out in the backyard. You can even use it as a photocopier to make copies of pages which include pictures.
If all this seems a bit overwhelming and complicated, don't worry. You certainly don't need to master all of these capabilities to use the basic function of reading printed documents or books. Just be aware that Kurzweil 1000 offers you much more. And when you're ready, explore beyond the basics by using the online manual. Be sure to keep and refer to those new features tapes, which come with each upgrade you receive. Now that we've gone over all the introductory material, let's get started learning about Kurzweil 1000 in more detail.
Section 4, the PC keyboard and keypad essentials. There are two ways you can work with Kurzweil 1000. You can use the menu and keyboard system, also known as the Windows interface, or you can use the keypad. All features are available through menus. While the keypad interface doesn't offer every feature, many users find it to be very convenient. When you combine the two methods, it allows you to work efficiently and expediently. If you are familiar with a PC keyboard and plan to use the Windows interface in Kurzweil 1000, you may want to skip this section. However, you may want to go through the information about the Kurzweil 1000 keypad interface to find out how to take full advantage of both.
Let's begin by examining the PC keyboard. The keyboard we are talking about is the standard keyboard that comes with any relatively recent desktop computer. While laptop computers offer the same functionality, the layout and spacing of some of the keys is a bit different, and most laptops do not have a separate keypad. If you are using a laptop, you will need to determine for yourself the arrangement of its keyboard. If you are familiar with a typewriter keyboard, you will notice that the PC keyboard is somewhat similar, except that it has more keys.
Across the top of the main section of the keyboard, going from left to right, you will find a single key followed by three groups of four keys each, separated by spaces. The leftmost key is the escape key. The groups of four keys are function keys and are numbered from 1 to 12, from left to right. You'll be using some of these keys a lot. For example, the function key 1 for help within Kurzweil 1000, function key 5 to start and stop reading, and function key 9 to start and stop scanning. Below the function keys is the main portion of the keyboard, which contains rows of keys with numbers and letters. They are arranged pretty much in the manner of a standard typewriter keyboard.
The bottom row of the main section of the keyboard contains the spacebar, just like a typewriter. You'll also notice some extra unfamiliar keys. Starting from the left, the keys on the bottom row are Control, the Windows key, and Alt. Next is the long spacebar, and to the right of that, you find another Alt key. Proceeding further to the right, you find another Windows key, followed by the context menu key, and finally, another Control key. Pay particular attention to the location of the Control and Alt keys. You'll use them in combination with other keys on the main keyboard to perform various actions within Kurzweil 1000. Control keys are the corner keys in the bottom row of the keyboard, and the Alt keys are on either side of the spacebar.
Before leaving the main section of the keyboard, there are a couple of other features that are worth noting. For instance, the F and J keys have a small raised dot or other symbol on them. You can use these raised symbols to orient yourself to the home row when you want to type next.
The other important key is the Enter key. On most keyboards, it is somewhat larger than the ordinary typing keys. It is the last key on the right-hand side of the third row from the bottom. That is, it's the last key on the right in the row where you'll find the F and J with the raised dots. In addition to its function as the carriage return key on a traditional typewriter keyboard, the Enter key plays an important role as you interact with Kurzweil 1000.
Next, find the Shift and Tab keys. The two shift keys are the first and last rectangular keys in the second row from the bottom. The tab key is the first key in row 2 from the top. Shift helps you perform alternate actions, and tab helps you navigate.
Let's continue on with the keyboard to the six-pack and arrow keys. Just to the right of the main keyboard is a section containing a group of three keys at the top. Since these keys are not used in Kurzweil 1000, we can ignore them for now. Going down from those keys, there is a group of keys commonly called the six-pack. This is because of their appearance as two closely spaced horizontal rows of three keys each. From left to right, the top row contains Insert, Home, and Page Up. The next row, from left to right, contains Delete, End, and Page Down.
Below the six-pack, towards the bottom of the keyboard, you will find a group of four keys, one on top and a row of three beneath. These are the arrow keys. The one in the top row is the up arrow. The one immediately below is the down arrow. The left and right arrows are to the left and right of the down arrow. You use both the arrows and the six-pack in Kurzweil 1000, especially for document navigation and editing.
Let's review the main parts of the keyboard before moving to the keypad. The top row consists of the escape key, which lets you cancel actions, and then 12 function keys. Function key 1, or F1, provides help messages in Kurzweil 1000. F5 starts and stops reading. F9 starts and stops scanning. The keys below the function keys make up the main keyboard and are set up like a typewriter. The control keys are at the left and rightmost corners at the bottom. The Alt keys help you navigate the menu system and are located third from the left and fourth from the right in the bottom row. The two Shift keys are above the control keys. The Tab key is the first key in row 2. The six-pack navigation keys are to the right of the main keyboard. Below them are the arrow keys.
This may be a good time to pause the tape for a break. When you start the tape again, we'll explore the keypad. Welcome back. There's a large rectangular group of keys on the rightmost portion of the keyboard. It's called the keypad, or the numpad, since it can be used for typing numbers.
If you use a screen reader, you are probably already aware of the many screen reader-related functions that you can perform with this keypad. In fact, if you are a JAWS user and would like to have some of its keypad functionality available to you in Kurzweil 1000, you may change the default Kurzweil 1000 keypad layout to one which will give you some of those functions. Information about the screen reader keypad layer is available in the online manual and the online quick reference. For the remainder of this section, and for the remainder of the tutorial, when we mention the keypad interface, we assume that you are using the traditional Kurzweil 1000 keypad layout. But even if you choose the screen reader layout, you will find that many of the most convenient keys, such as Scan, Help, Read, Cancel, and Accept, will still work.
Let's take a closer look at the keypad. We'll point out some of the most frequently used keys within the Kurzweil 1000 keypad interface. If you plan to use the menu interface as your primary means of interacting with Kurzweil 1000, you may find that it can be quite convenient to access certain functions from the keypad as well.
As you examine the keypad, notice a large horizontal rectangular key in the bottom left corner. This key is the Start and Stop Reading key, or the Read key for short. If you have a document open in Kurzweil 1000 and press this key, you hear your document read to you. To stop reading, simply press this key again. This key has another very important function, which we will talk about shortly. Continue across the bottom row and notice a long, thin key on the right side of the keypad. It extends vertically and occupies the rightmost space in both the bottom row and the next row up. This key is the Help and Status key, and it has a number of functions. If you press this key and hold it down, you hear Kurzweil 1000 give you information about your current document. It will also tell you the status of various settings. If you tap this Help and Status key and then press another key on the keypad, Kurzweil 1000 announces the function of the key you just pressed, but does not actually perform that function. In this way, you can explore the other keys on the keypad without worrying that you will accidentally perform some task you didn't want done or alter a setting you didn't want changed.
Now that you know about the Help and Status key and the Start and Stop Reading key, you might like to know that you can open the online manual by holding down the Read key and tapping the Help and Status key, then releasing both keys simultaneously. Give it a try. Kurzweil 1000 opens the online manual and begins reading. Press the Read key again to stop reading. Here's where the combination of using the keyboard and keypad is a convenience. Press the F4 key to close the online manual.
Here are a few more useful keypad keys. Go to the top right corner of the keypad. The key in the corner is the Accept key. As its name suggests, you use the Accept key to confirm commands or approve actions before they are performed. Not all commands or actions require that you press the Accept key before they are carried out, but many do. So take special note of this key's location. The Accept key serves one more function, which we shall discuss shortly. In the opposite end of the same row as the Accept key is the Cancel key, which is located in the top left corner of the keypad. You can use it to cancel certain operations. Go back to the Accept key. Just below it is the Scan key. On some keypads, this is a square key. On the PC keypad, it is normally a vertical rectangular key. If you press this key by accident, you can just press it a second time to cancel the operation before it is complete. Pressing this key starts a scan, assuming, of course, that your scanner is turned on and properly installed, and that you have a document in position and ready to be scanned. If you press this key by accident, you can just press it a second time to cancel the operation before it is complete.
If you have been examining the keypad and counting the relatively small number of keys, you may be wondering how it is that a large number of Kurzweil 1000 functions can be performed with so few keys. To accomplish this task, Kurzweil 1000 uses a layer approach to its keypad interface. In addition, within a given layer, many keypad keys take on a different function when they are pressed in combination with the shift key. Recall that the read key had an additional import function. It also serves as the shift key when you are in the keypad layers. Let's go over the different keypad layers.
There are three keypad layers. They are reading, which is the default layer, and is the one that is active when you first start Kurzweil 1000. The second layer is file management, and the third is settings. Using these layers, you can access many of Kurzweil 1000's features.
To cycle through all the layers, hold the read, also known as keypad shift key, and tap the accept key. After each tap of accept, Kurzweil 1000 announces another keypad layer. When you hear the one you want, release the shift key. Remember, you can explore each keypad layer by first changing to the layer you want, then tapping the help and status key, and then tapping another key on the keypad. Note that the scan, help, read, cancel, and accept keys do not change functions as the keypad layers change.
The remainder of this tutorial is devoted primarily to using Kurzweil 1000 with the menu interface, although we will mention keypad equivalents from time to time. In the next section, we will introduce some Windows-related concepts. You might want to go over the keyboard again, making sure you remember the location of keys such as the Alt and Control keys, arrow keys, and function keys.
Section 5, Some Windows and Kurzweil 1000 Basics. In this section, we introduce to you some concepts that are commonly associated with programs that use the Windows operating system. We'll talk about menus, submenus, and dialog boxes, and show you how to navigate and interact with them.
Because these concepts are common to all Windows-based applications, you'll find that the things you learn here are applicable to other programs, such as those for reading email or surfing the Internet. Since Kurzweil 1000 is a self-voicing application, it's a great place to start learning Windows. You can feel confident as you use the program that all of its features will be fully accessible to you without your having to worry about screen reader configurations or inaccessible program design.
First, let's open Kurzweil 1000. Depending on how the installation was set up, Kurzweil 1000 may have opened automatically when you started your PC. If it's not open, use the shortcut keys for opening Kurzweil 1000. These keys are the Control, the Alt, and the letter K. Press and hold down the Control key on the left side of the keyboard. Press and hold down the Alt key just to the left of the spacebar. Now press the letter K and then release all three keys simultaneously. It's actually much easier to do than it is to describe. Kurzweil 1000 greets you by saying hello and welcome to Kurzweil 1000 version and whatever version you are running.
The first concept is menus. You are familiar with a restaurant menu with categories like breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And within those categories, you might find more subgroups. For example, in the breakfast section, there might be a list of egg dishes, another list for pancakes, and yet a third list for fruit choices. Think of menus in Windows-based programs in the same way. In Kurzweil 1000, for instance, we have menus such as File, Edit, Scan, Help. When you open one of these menus, you get a list of choices that are all related to the menu's topic. Some of these choices, in turn, offer yet more choices.
Let's illustrate this point by opening the Help menu and navigating through some of the choices listed there. To go to the menus, press the Alt key. Recall that the Alt key is on either side of the spacebar. The Alt key, as you will discover, is one of the main tools you use to navigate the menu system. Now, press the right arrow key until you hear Kurzweil announce, Help has a submenu. The arrow keys are just to the right of the main portion of the keyboard, towards the bottom, below the six-pack, and to the left of the keypad.
To go through the list of items on the Help menu, use the up and down arrows. Kurzweil 1000 tells you what's on the list. Register, reading status, file management status, settings status, open the manual, quick reference, and about.
To select a menu item, press the Enter key when you hear Kurzweil 1000 announce the item's name. Kurzweil 1000 then performs whatever task you selected. Did you notice the last item on the Help menu? Kurzweil 1000 said, About, opens a dialog. When Kurzweil 1000 says that the items open a dialog or has a submenu, you have to take some further action to perform the task mentioned. For instance, if we wanted to register Kurzweil 1000, we'd have to open and go through the Register dialog box. Pressing Enter on the registration item does not by itself cause Kurzweil 1000 to be registered. Instead, we must navigate through the dialog, doing the various tasks required to complete the registration process. Of course, this tutorial assumes that your copy of Kurzweil 1000 is properly registered, so we won't go through this dialog box. To exit the menus, press the Alt key again.
Now, let's explore a submenu by opening a document, in this case, the online manual. Press the Alt key, press the right arrow until you hear Help. Press the down arrow key until you hear Open the manual. Press the Enter key to select it. Kurzweil 1000 opens the document and begins reading. Press the shortcut key F5 or the Start and Stop Reading key on the keypad to stop reading. Now press the Alt and right arrow key until you hear Edit. Note that this menu is only available when a document is open. Kurzweil 1000 says Undo Control plus Z. We'll come back to that in a moment. Press the up arrow once to hear the next item in the Edit menu. Kurzweil 1000 says Format has a submenu. To see what's in the Format submenu, press the right arrow key. Kurzweil 1000 says Font opens a dialog. Since we're not ready to look at a dialog box yet and don't actually want to change anything about the format of this document, let's exit the menus. To exit the menus one level at a time, tap the Escape key, which is the leftmost key in the topmost row of the keyboard. With the first tap of the Escape key, Kurzweil 1000 says, Format. You are back in the Edit menu list. Explore the Edit menu by pressing the up and down arrow keys to navigate among the list of choices. If you press the down arrow once, Kurzweil 1000 says, Undo. Control plus Z. You might recall that this is where we started when we first entered the Edit menu. Press the Alt key to close the Edit menu.
Shortcut keys can make it faster to accomplish certain tasks. The Undo menu item illustrates two other useful concepts used extensively in Windows programs. The first concept is Undo, which lets you undo the last editing task you just performed. The second and more important menu-related concept is that of the shortcut keys. If you were paying close attention in the previous exercise, we asked you to stop reading using the shortcut F5. When you hear Kurzweil 1000 say, Undo, Control plus Z, it means that you can use a shortcut to activate this option. So in this case, you could hold down the Control key and press the letter Z to undo instead of going through the whole menu. As you use menus and you find yourself using certain functions over and over, pay attention to whether or not Kurzweil 1000 names a shortcut when you reach that item. Memorize that shortcut, and you will be able to access frequently used items without traversing the menus. Here's one more very useful shortcut you may want to commit to memory. Press the Control and the letter T keys. What do you hear? If you are following along with your system, you should hear the current time and date.
Ready to move on to dialog boxes? As the name implies, a dialog box is the means by which Windows programs carry on a sort of conversation with you about the subject of the dialog box. For instance, we saw that in the Format submenu of the Edit menu, there were two choices, Font and Paragraph, each of which has an associated dialog box. Let's open a dialog box. Press the Alt key and the right arrow key until you hear Edit has a submenu. Press the up arrow once to hear Format has a submenu. Press the Enter key to go to the submenu. You should hear Font opens a dialog. Press Enter again to open the dialog box. In the dialog box, you can tell Kurzweil 1000 what you want it to do with respect to fonts, which is the subject of this particular dialog.
Moving around in a dialog box requires just a couple of keystrokes. To move forward from one item to another within a simple dialog box, use the Tab key on the keyboard. To move backwards through the items, press the Shift and Tab keys simultaneously. Give it a try. Tap the Tab key until you hear the selected font is. While a dialog box can contain a few different types of items, including lists, text boxes, combination or combo boxes, and command buttons, the font dialog you are working with now has list boxes. Selecting options from a list is easy. Use the up and down arrow keys. Try it now. You should hear all the available font options. Stop at any one of the font options to select it.
The next several items in this dialog box work the same way. Press the Tab key to go to the font style list. Use the up or down arrow key until you hear the desired style. You can change the font style from the default of normal to bold or some other style. Press the Tab key again to go to the size list. Use the up or down arrow key until you hear a size you might want.
Almost every dialog box has two command buttons, the OK and Cancel buttons. When you OK changes, Kurzweil 1000 implements the options you selected, closes the dialog and menus, and takes you back to the current document. When you cancel changes, Kurzweil 1000 doesn't implement the options you selected, but does close the box and menus and takes you back to the current document. For now, cancel the changes. Press the Tab key until you hear OK. Tab once more to reach the Cancel button. Press the Enter key to choose this command. The dialog box and menus close. Any changes you made while in this dialog would not take effect.
There's a faster way to cancel or OK. Some dialog boxes can have numerous items. You don't have to tab all the way to the Cancel or OK buttons. To cancel changes you have made in a dialog box, you can press the Escape key. To OK the changes when you are done making them throughout the dialog box, press the Enter key. Just be sure you haven't tabbed the Cancel button when you press Enter, otherwise you may lose all the changes you made.
Let's review. We've covered a lot of material in this section. Don't worry if you don't remember everything. You'll have plenty of chances to see these concepts in action as you proceed through the remaining sections of this tutorial. At this point, it's most important that you have a basic understanding of the key concepts we've examined in this section. You now know how to do a number of things with menus. Navigate to the menu bar by using the Alt key. Navigate across the menus by using the right or left arrow key. Navigate through items on a menu by using the up or down arrow keys. Press the Enter key to make menu selections, open a dialog box, or open a submenu. You also know that as you arrow through a menu, when Kurzweil 1000 announces an item and says nothing more, pressing Enter will perform the action named in the item.
You've worked with dialog boxes, too. You know how to navigate within a dialog box by using the Tab and Shift plus Tab keys, how to select from a list in a dialog box by using the arrow keys, and how to exit a dialog box or how to save changes with the Escape key, the Cancel key, or with the OK or the Enter key.
We'll end this section by showing you how to close Kurzweil 1000 with both the Windows Style and Keypad interfaces. To close Kurzweil 1000 using the Keypad interface, Tap the Cancel key twice. After the second tap of Cancel, Kurzweil 1000 prompts you for the next step, which is to press the Accept key. Do that, and Kurzweil 1000 will shut down.
To close Kurzweil 1000 using the Windows interface, press Alt plus the function key 4. Remember that the function keys are at the top of the keyboard. F4 is the rightmost key in the leftmost group of function keys. Hold down the Alt key, which is just to the right of the spacebar, and with your other hand, press F4. Alternatively, you can use the file system to close Kurzweil 1000. Press Alt, F, and then press the up arrow once. Kurzweil 1000 says, Exit. Press the Enter key to choose this command. If you want to get back into Kurzweil 1000, remember the shortcut, Control-Alt-K.
Section 6, More Menu Exploration. In this section, we'll look at the menu system in more detail. There will also be more about navigation and shortcuts that can help you work more efficiently. If you do not have Kurzweil 1000 open, press the shortcut Control plus Alt plus K now. You're ready to explore the top-level menus.
In the previous section, you were introduced to the idea of menus as a method for organizing related functions. You used the Alt key to get to the menus, the left and right arrow keys to go across the menu bar, which contains the top-level menus, and you used the up and down arrow keys to access menu items. Now let's get to know the top-level menus better. Press the Alt key. Kurzweil 1000 says, File has a submenu. Press the right arrow key to move forward through the menus in the menu bar. If you don't have any document open, you should hear the following menu names with each successive press of the right arrow key. Folder, Scan, Settings, Tools, Online, Window, and Help. If there is a document open, the next menus would be Edit, Folder, Scan, Read, Settings, Tools, Online, Window, and Help. You may be wondering why there are different top-level menus. Kurzweil 1000, like other applications, presents the menus that users need to perform certain tasks. It knows, for instance, if you have a document open, and presents you with additional menus and menu items that you will need for working with documents.
On to some time-saving mnemonic keys. As you've seen, going across the menus can be time-consuming if you had to use the left and right arrow keys all the time. Instead, you can use a combination of the Alt key and a letter key to get to a menu quickly. For example, Alt plus the letter H takes you to the Help menu, while Alt plus the letter E takes you to the Edit menu. Kurzweil 1000 didn't say anything about those keys when you went through the menus. So how can you learn about these time-saving keys? We'll give you the ones for the top-level menus here. Often, the first letter of any item is in fact the mnemonic for that item. Thus, we have F for File, E for Edit, and S for Scan. But since there is often more than one item beginning with the same letter, there is a certain amount of memorization involved if you want to learn the mnemonics for all the top-level menu items. In addition, there is a mnemonic for each item in a menu and submenu.
The mnemonics for the top-level menus are as follows. Alt plus F for the File menu. E for Edit. L for Folder, because F, after all, is already taken with the File menu. S for Scan. R for Read. T for Settings. O for Tools. N for Online. W for Window. And finally, Alt plus H for Help.
This is a good time to pause the tape and try navigating the menu system. Just for fun, try the scavenger hunt. Find the following functions among the menus. News from Kessie. What time is it? And send to. It doesn't matter if you have or don't have a file open. If you happen upon a dialog along the way, press the Escape key to close it without making any changes. When you come back, we'll give you the answers. Also, coming up in the next section is a formal introduction to the Kurzweil 1000 online manual, and we'll show you various methods for getting help when using Kurzweil 1000.
Welcome back. If you did the scavenger hunt at the end of this section, here are the answers. You would have found News from KESI in the online menu, accessible by pressing Alt plus N. Did you find What Time Is It? It's in the Tools menu. If you listened to Kurzweil 1000 announce this item, you would have learned that you can access this function by pressing Control plus T without having to go through the menu. Did you try this handy tool? Lastly, Send To is in the File menu, accessible by pressing Alt plus F. We will take a look at this function in a later section. Congratulations.
Section 7, Getting Help. Kurzweil 1000 offers a variety of methods for getting help. One of the most important help tools is the online manual. This is included with a product and is accessible from the Help menu. We'll talk more about the online manual and demonstrate one aspect of Kurzweil 1000's powerful bookmark feature in the next section. If you don't have Kurzweil 1000 open, press Control plus Alt plus the letter K now.
Let's start with a look at the quick reference guide. Press Alt plus H to go to the Help menu. Use the down arrow key until you hear Quick Reference. Press Enter. Kurzweil 1000 begins reading the first of a number of lists of keystrokes and their functions. While the quick reference may not be of much use to you as a new Kurzweil 1000 user, keep it in mind for future reference when you're trying to remember a certain keystroke or when you want to refresh your memory as to what keys do what within the program. Stop reading by pressing the Function 5 key at the top of the keyboard or the Stop Reading key on the keypad. Close the quick reference by pressing the Function 4 key.
The Help and Status key on the keypad is another quick and easy way to get helpful information. We talked about this in an earlier section. The Help and Status tells you what other keys on the keypad do, as well as provides information about various aspects of the current status. You can also get the status of tasks that are running in Kurzweil 1000. These include File Status, Reading Status, and Setting Status, all accessible from the Help menu. When you press the Enter key to select any of these items, Kurzweil 1000 gives you the same information you can get by pressing the keypad Help and Status key.
Finally, there's the F1 key. The F1 key is particularly helpful because it provides you information based on context. It can tell where you are in the Kurzweil 1000 and what you might be attempting to do. Here's a quick example. Press F1 now. The system tells you the Kurzweil 1000 is active and no document is open, and it provides additional information for navigating in Kurzweil 1000. Now open a document. Press Alt-H and the letter O to open the online manual. Press F1 again. The message you get is different from the one you heard when there was no document open. Kurzweil 1000 tells you that a document is open, and it provides additional information specific to working in a document. Now hold down the Shift key and press the Function 1 key. Kurzweil 1000 tells you the name of the document and the current page and line numbers.
The F1 key is also helpful when you are working with menus. Press the Alt key to go to the top level menus. Press F1. Kurzweil 1000 tells you the mnemonic for the current menu. Press the down arrow key to open the menu, then press F1 again. Kurzweil 1000 tells you the mnemonic of the first item on the menu list. In this way, you can find the fastest way to get to any menu item and memorize the keystrokes.
The F1 key can also help you when you are working with a dialog box. To illustrate this point, open the Settings menu by pressing Alt-T. Kurzweil 1000 announces the first item on the Settings menu, Voices, opens a dialog. Press the down arrow to go to Scanning. Press the Enter key to open the Scanning Settings dialog box. Kurzweil 1000 announces that the mode is Scan and Recognize. Press the F1 key. Kurzweil 1000 will give you information about this particular item. Don't worry if the specific information doesn't make too much sense to you yet. The important point here is that you can see that this F1 key is a great way to get quick access to a good deal of information without having to look through the manual.
F1 and F2 keys offer help in dialogues. When you heard all that information about the scanning mode just now, did you happen to notice that at the end, Kurzweil 1000 says you could press F1 again for some general hints about the specific type of control you're on, or that you could press F2 to get some general hints about dialog boxes? So, if you forget how to navigate within a dialog box, you could press F2, and Kurzweil 1000 would remind you how to do it. If you want to know the function of a particular control in a dialog box, press F1. And if you want to know how to use a particular control, press the F1 key twice. You can learn a lot about Kurzweil 1000 in this manner if you like this style of learning. But perhaps even more importantly, you can use these keys to refresh your memory concerning what you have read in the manual or what you have learned in this tutorial.
Before you move on to the next section or take a break, press the Escape key to close the dialog box. You should be back in the online manual. In the next section, we'll go into some details about the online manual and touch on the bookmark feature.